Assalamu alaikum, everyone. We are,
alaikum salam.
So do a few quick announcements, and then we'll turn it over to Dr. Siddiqui for the program. So we're here for the Tafsir of the Quran with Dr. Siddiqui, continuing with Surah Baqarah. Sorry, one second. And my screen is not cooperating. I apologize for that. So just a couple of quick announcements. Next week at the same time, we will be having our Zakat seminar with Dr. Siddiqui and Sheikh Usman Omarji. So please join in. There will be no tafsir class next weekend at this time. It'll just be the Zakat seminar at this time. And the following week on Saturday, May 9th, is our annual fundraising banquet. It'll be a virtual banquet that will be hosted. We'll be joined by Dr. Siddiqui, Imam Siraj Wahaj, and Imam Sohaib Webb. So stay tuned for details of that. We are doing an iftar distribution on Fridays and Saturdays, and we are fundraising for that. At the end of the presentation, Sister Sabia will go into a little bit more details on how this program works and how you can contribute. And we also have our annual fundraiser program, this year we're calling it the Power of 2020, and we're encouraging everyone to become one of the to donate $100 and become one of the supporters of IOSOC. You can find more details and sign up at powerof2020.com. And finally, you can find all of our Ramadan details at ramadan.isocmasjid.org. You'll find links to all of our programs, how to join by Zoom, and all the details on how to donate during Ramadan as well. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Siddiqui.
Can you see the screen?
Not yet. If you can share your screen. You're not seeing the share screen button?
I'm not seeing that.
One second.
At the bottom, Dr. Siddiqui, that little green square with the upward arrow.
I think Hassan's going to come and help you in a second.
Can you see that now?
Yes, now we can see it.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu was-salam ala Rasulillah. Wa'ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. First of all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. And Ramadan Mubarak, may Allah accept our fast, our prayers during this month. Keep us safe and healthy and remove this difficulty that we are facing, the whole world is facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this bala, this affliction from everyone. We are continuing our study of Surah Al-Baqarah, and inshallah we'll start today the second juz of the Quran, starting with Sayaqulu Sufaha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, the fool among the people will say, what has turned them from the Qibla on which they were? Say, to Allah belong the East and the West. He guides whom He will to a straight way. Thus we have made of you a middle community that you may be witnesses to mankind and the messenger be a witness to you. And we appointed the Qibla that you had been at to know that those who follow the messenger from those who would turn on their heels. It was indeed difficult except for those whom Allah guided. Allah will never let your faith be in vain. Indeed, Allah is most kind, most merciful to mankind. In the previous section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, that they both came to the valley of Mecca, and there Ibrahim alayhi salam established his family, and there both of them built the Kaaba, and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bless that place, accept their service, and then also make the city a safe city and provide sustenance for its people. And also they prayed that the people, the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they become the righteous people. They pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform their prayers and be thankful to Allah. And he also prayed for the coming of a prophet from among them who would guide them, read them the, recite to them the book of Allah, and would teach them a book and wisdom and the ways of purity and purification. So now this section begins. The previous section began with وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Who will turn away from the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam except those who fool themselves? So Ibrahim alayhi salam's way is the way of many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also in the same way. So there are a lot of similarities between Jewish people, Christian people, Jewish religion, Christian religion, and Islamic religion. But at the same time, Islam has its own distinct ways. So it is the way of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim's way is acceptable way, the blessed way. And that is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to be on. Then when the Prophet was in Mecca, for his prayers, he did not have any special instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the Qibla for him for prayers? So it was his way that in the matters in which he would not get the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the previous community's way, the Qibla of Jews and Christians. And the Qibla of Jews and Christians was Jerusalem while he was in Mecca. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed towards Jerusalem, but he still liked to pray towards Kaaba, because Kaaba was built by Ibrahim alayhi salam long time before the Masjid of Jerusalem. So he would stand in such a way in front of the Kaaba that he will face Kaaba as well as Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is north of Mecca. So he can do that. He can stand such a way that he can combine both. His face be towards Kaaba as well as towards Jerusalem. And then Hijrah took place in the year 622. So Rasulullah came from Mecca to Medina. When he came to Medina, he could not do that he would face Kaaba and Jerusalem both at the same time. Because Jerusalem in the north of Medina and Kaaba in the south. So you cannot combine north and south. So Rasulullah ﷺ continued praying towards Jerusalem. But he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the face towards the way of the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Kaaba that was built by Ibrahim. So he was looking for that. And then after about 17 months or 16 months after the Hijrah, the ruling came that you turn your faces towards Kaaba, not towards Jerusalem. So Rasulullah ﷺ told the community, Sahaba, that this is what we are going to do. And they all turned their faces towards Mecca. Actually, in some places, Sahaba were praying, and during their prayer, somebody informed them that the Qibla has changed. And instead of Jerusalem, we should move towards, with our faces towards Mecca. And during the prayer, they turned. Without asking any question. They turned, they did not have any argument because they followed the way of the Prophet. Now here it is said that some foolish people will say, why these people are changing? And these were not the Sahaba, these were some Jewish people who were living there in Medina. They are the one who raised this point. How come they are changing their Qibla? Although they were not really following it, but still they brought this argument and this criticism. How come they are changing? These people keep changing, they're changing their Qibla also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these some foolish people, they don't understand the reality, they don't understand the wisdom. They don't understand what Muslims are following. So they will make an objection like that. What has made them to change their Qibla? So first answer that Allah gave them is, to Allah belong East and West. Allah can ask the people to turn wherever they want, Allah want. Because every direction belongs to Allah. So it is not that Muslims are worshipping any direction, but they are worshipping, they are following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they obey Allah. Allah guided them to this way. And this is the way that Allah wants them to pray now. So this is the change that has taken place, but this change is based on the ruling of Allah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And actually, Muslims do not turn towards east or west. They turn towards Kaaba. So wherever they are, they turn towards Kaaba. But there were other people who were turning their faces towards east or west. That's why later in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 177, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards east or west. Righteousness is that you obey Allah, believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day. So it's a long ayah number 177, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the basic principles. It is not one direction or the other direction. But still, there is a direction needed, and that direction is needed so that people can be together. When they pray together, they have one direction. So it is not, it will be very chaotic if some people pray in one direction and other people pray another direction. Sometime I pray toward this direction and sometime I pray to another direction. So it is for this purpose, yes, Allah has given us one qibla, one direction. But still, the people are not worshipping the direction, people are worshipping Allah. فَقُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, thus we have made you a middle nation, made of you a middle nation, middle community. Immediately after mentioning the word change of Qibla, comes this ayah. And the reason this ayah is mentioned, because there are many similarities between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But Islam is a distinct religion. So there is some kinship, some relationship. But now it's a new community. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that you have similarities, yes. But you are another community. And your community is Ummatan Wasata. So change of Qibla is also a new direction. The community is now a distinct community. It is this community has its own direction and is going to be in that way. So Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We made you a middle community. And wasat is the middle. And the middle is the best. Because neither one extreme nor the other extreme. So some people, they say that ummatan mu'tadilatan, the ummah that has i'tidal, that has balanced community. So Muslims are supposed to be a balanced community, a moderate community, a community that has no extremism in everything, in their ibadah, in their acts of worship, in their lifestyle, in their beliefs, as well as in their worship and in their morals and manners. They are supposed to be ummatan wasata. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ ummatan wasata. جَعَلْنَاكُمْ, we made you or appointed you that you should be follow this way. Why? لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you become the witnesses of Allah towards mankind. شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that means you, by your words and by your deeds and by your behavior, you bear witness to Allah among the people. When people see you, they recognize that these are the people of God. These are the people of Allah. Their lifestyle is very different lifestyle. Their lifestyle is the lifestyle of virtue and goodness. They have, of course, similarities with their culture, wherever they live, but at the same time, their morals and manners are very different. So that you become bearing witness to Allah every day, every moment, just like the Prophet was. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. The Prophet Muhammad was a shaheed. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. So he was a witness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to among the people. So remain as witness. Witness is not somebody who just tells the people, I'm this and I'm that. But witness is the one who is, people see and they recognize who is that person. So you become that way, just like the messenger was among you. Some scholars say this will mean also that on the day of judgment, Ummah, the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, will be a witness over all mankind. That means they will say the Prophet of Allah came to all people and guided them. So there is no excuse for anybody. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسِيلُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So either here in this world or in the world in the coming, in the eternal world, on the day of judgment. And then Allah said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. And the qibla that you were following before, that means the direction of Jerusalem, this was a temporary thing. This was to test people. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. Except to know those who follow the messenger from those who turn away from his teachings, from his guidance. Now it's very important to understand the word na'lamu. Na'lamu means to know. But of course Allah knows everything. So it is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discover something new. Allah has full knowledge of everything. He knows the past and the present and the future. So illa lina'lama, except to know, our scholars say that in the Quran the word na'lama is also used to distinguish people, to separate people. As it is mentioned also in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Muhammad, حَتَّى نَعْلَمُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ, so that we make those, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمُ, we are going to test you until we know, and that means until we separate and distinguish those who obey and those who do not obey. So نَعْلَمُ here means that in نُمَيِّز وَلِنُفَرَّقُ, that is, we distinct and we separate those who follow the messenger than those who turn away. So Prophet came to Medina, and in Medina he turned towards Jerusalem. So there were people, some Jewish people, some other people, they say, wow, this is following our same direction. And then they join him. And then after that, it was changed. So were they following the Prophet or were they following their own way? So Allah says, we are made so that we distinct them, distinguish those who follow the messenger and who will not follow the messenger. So in this way it will become clear who is with the Prophet and who is not really with the Prophet. They are just following their own tradition. So we distinguish the people from those who follow the messenger and from those who turn away. And there were some people who turned away. And Allah said, وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. It was hard for some people, except those who Allah guided. Some people do not want to leave their culture. Some people do not want to change their habits. So for them it was difficult to change and turn away from that, except those who were guided. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُذِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make your obedience, your faith, your good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not them go in vain. So you, as long as you sincerely follow, you will receive the reward and you will receive the blessing. And there's another interpretation of that is, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُذِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will never let your faith be in vain. That is, some people also came and they said, but what about people who were praying before toward Jerusalem? That means all your prayers have no meaning and they will not receive the blessing and the reward for that. Allah said, no. Those who followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, that way, they will receive the reward. Inna Allah bin Nasi la Ra'uf al-Rahim. Allah is very kind and most merciful. So these two names of Allah, Ra'uf and Rahim, are mentioned here, especially in this context. That is, those who obey Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them because of their faith. So faith is very important. And then whatever people do, the doing, the rules are also important. But the real thing is they have total faith in Allah. So they had faith in Allah. They prayed toward Jerusalem. And now people have faith in Allah and they are praying towards Mecca. And both of these are good. Inna Allah bin Nasi la Ra'uf al-Rahim. After mentioning this as an introduction for the ruling of the change of Qibla, then we come to the ruling itself. So we mentioned here the Ummah Yaragabu An Millat Ibrahim, as mentioned the Sufaha. This was mentioned in the previous section. I mean, in the previous section, yes, in the ayah number 130. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Who will turn away from the, or who will dislike the community of Ibrahim, the way of Ibrahim, except those who fool themselves? Allah said, we chose him in this world and he will be among the righteous in the Akhirah, in the eternal world. And then we mentioned that in the ayah number 143, Allah says, you are an ummah wasata. You are a wasat community. You are a community of moderation and justice. So Muslims are supposed to be that kind of community, community of moderation, community of justice. And change of Qibla is to prepare a new community, akin to previous communities, but distinct. So there are similarities with previous communities, Jewish community and Christian community, but still Muslim community is distinct. And they have their own Qibla, their own direction. And second point was, the mission of the Ummah is Shahada ala Nas. That is, be witnesses towards the people, ala Nas, towards mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa lina'alama, to know is also to mean to distinguish, as mentioned in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Muhammad. Now we come to the Qibla, the rulings of Qibla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here. So Allah says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. We have seen the turning of your face unto heaven. So we shall turn you to a Qibla that is pleasing to you. So turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. And wherever you are, turn your faces towards it. The people of the book know well that that is the truth from you, their Lord, and Allah is not unaware of what they do. And were you to bring every sign to those who were given the book, they would not follow your Qibla. And you are not the follower of their Qibla, nor are they the followers of each other's Qibla. Were you to follow their whims, after knowledge has come to you, you will be then from among the wrongdoers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is raising his face towards the heaven. This is his special dua. Oh Allah, guide us. Allah guide us towards the Qibla. That means he wanted to turn his face towards Makkah. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That we are seeing that. This was happening. This was, the Prophet spent about 16, 17 months after Hijrah in Medina, turning towards Jerusalem. But he was often raising his head towards the heaven and praying to Allah. And sometime when you are a special prayer you want to make, you can raise your hand towards Allah, towards the heaven. So this is for the glory and for the highness, not because there is any direction for Allah. You can pray putting your head down, or you can pray in sajda, or you can raise your head and raise your hand towards the heaven. So you can pray. So, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We have seen the turning of your face unto heaven for seeking guidance. for seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ruling. So we shall turn you to a qibla that is pleasing to you. The Prophet wanted to turn his face towards Mecca, and he this was his desire, to turn towards Kaaba. So Allah said, we do that for you. That is pleasing to you, and so this is the way how the ruling will come. فَوَلَّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So turn your face towards the direction of the sacred mosque. So Muslims are commanded now to turn towards the sacred mosque. Actually, the Qibla is Kaaba. But here it is not said, فَوَلَّ وَجْهَكَ الْكَعْبَ. Or it doesn't say, فَوَلَّ وَجْهَكَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, because Kaaba is in the Masjid al-Haram, in the middle of the Masjid al-Haram. There is a masjid around the Kaaba. So it is not said that turn your face towards Kaaba, and it is not said turn your face to the masjid, but it is said turn your face towards the direction of the masjid. And this is a very, very precise, very beautiful way of saying that. So when you are there, and you see the Kaaba in front of you, then turn your face towards the Kaaba. And when you are outside the masjid, you can turn your face towards the masjid. Because it will become very difficult to find which way is the Kaaba. So you pray towards the direction of the masjid. And masjid is now very large, so turn towards your face towards that direction. And when you are outside of Mecca, then it is difficult to see which is the exact location of Masjid al-Haram. Then you pray towards the direction of Masjid. And that's what you could do all over the world. The Prophet was at that time in Medina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put a burden on him that find exactly which way is the Kaaba and which way is the Masjid. Say, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So turn your face to the direction of Masjid al-Haram. So now we do that. So wherever we are, we turn towards that direction. And so because there is no hardship in religion. Religion gives you some flexibility. Turn your face. Find out which way is the direction of Mecca, and you turn that way. And if you don't know, if you're traveling someplace and you don't know what is the direction, then wherever you turn your face, that is the face of Allah. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ وَجُوهَكُمْ فَسَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And if you have started with your guess that this is the direction of Mecca, and somebody comes to tell you while you are in prayer that the direction is a little different, you are not exactly toward that direction, move toward that direction if you trust that person. So this is ease in the Sharia. وَحَيْسُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. And wherever you happen to be, turn your faces towards that direction. So it's direction, not exact location. Because not too many people can find that out. So generally, it's direction. And Allah says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And even those who were given the book before, they know that this is the truth from their Lord. That means turning the face towards Mecca is the reality. It's the real thing. Why? Because Mecca was established, the Kaaba was established long before the Jerusalem Masjid was established. And so, the primacy is for Kaaba. And some of the ulama say that even those who used to pray towards the direction of Jerusalem in the temple of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the place where there was the Holy of Holies, that was put in the southern wall. Why southern wall is mentioned? That use the place of the Holy of Holies, that is the most sacred wall, is the southern wall. And the southern wall is directing towards Mecca. So even in that masjid, the direction was of Mecca. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are given the book, who were given the book, they know. That means they are ulama, they're knowledgeable people among them, not common people. Among knowledgeable people, they know. And Allah is not unaware of whatever they do. But anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no need to keep on arguing on this. You have your qibla and they have their qibla. So you can bring any argument, any sign. Those who follow other way, they will continue following their qibla, their direction. And you are not going to change your qibla because of them. And even among themselves, there are many people who have one direction and they have some other direction. So some follow the east and some follow the west and some follow something else. So that's it. So you have your qibla and they have their qibla, and among them there are some who have one qibla and some have another qibla. But the point is, you follow what is given to you. And if you go on the whims, on the wishes of other people, you will be the losers. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. If you follow their whims, their desires, after the knowledge has come to you, إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So there is ilm, and the opposite of ilm is hawa. Or as we mentioned before, there is huda and there is hawa. Huda is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hawa is whims of the people, people's own sayings. So, وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. أَهْوَاء, plural of hawa. If you follow other people's whims and their desires, and what, because there is no substance, there is no knowledge, and it has to be based on knowledge. The knowledge has come to you, Allah has told you, what is the real qibla of the prophets of Allah? What was the real qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam? So you are guided towards that way. Follow that way. If you follow something else, then innaka idhan laminal zalimin, you will be wrongdoer. So in order to stick to your path, path of righteousness and goodness and correctness, that is the way. Stick to your qibla. Follow this qibla that is given to you now. And now it is eternally the qibla. It will not change. This is the way it is. The qibla is now towards Jerusalem, towards Kaaba, not Jerusalem. It is Kaaba. And the direction of Masjid al-Haram, that is the way you turn. So Allah says, وَأَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. So wherever you are, you turn your faces towards that direction. So, as you mentioned, that ayah number 144 did not say towards the Kaaba or towards the Masjid al-Haram, but Shatr al-Masjid al-Haram, the direction of the Masjid al-Haram, to make it a universal qibla. That means the qibla that can people easily follow wherever they are, whether they are in America, in Europe, in India, in Pakistan, in Australia, any place, east, west, north, south, anywhere, they follow that direction, direction of the Masjid al-Haram. And إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. That means their scholars knew that the Kaaba was the original qibla of all the prophets of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. Those whom we have given the book recognize this as they recognize their own children. But a group of them hide the truth even though they know it. The truth is from your Lord, So be not at all from among the doubters. So it is the Arabic expression, if someone knows something very clearly and remembers something without any mistake, they call it, he knew it just as he knows his children. Because parents, they know their children. They're born in front of their eyes, they're the one, they grow up that way and they know them. So they recognize them from distance, they recognize them. There is inside feeling that is there. So that is the point is that there's those who know, those who have the knowledge of the book, they know it as much as they know their own children. That means they know it very well. There is no doubt about that. That Kaaba is the Qibla of everyone. But there are some who hide the truth and they don't want to say it. So knowingly they hide the truth. But this is the reality. So this is a challenge of Islam. This is a challenge of the Quran, that this has been the Qibla. That direction has been always that way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the believers, Muslims, to turn towards Jerusalem for some time so that to see that who will follow the reality and who will not, who will turn away. And then after that, the guidance came and the guidance is now permanent. So this is the haq, al-haqqu min rabbik, the truth has come to you from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُبْتَرِينَ So never ever be among those who doubt that. And this is of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one speaking, the one who knows everything. Human beings, they cannot have that kind of certainty. But the certainty comes from Allah. So that's why he says, Al-Haqqu min Rabbik, the truth is from your Lord. Something that comes from your Lord, that is the truth. So you should not have any doubt in your mind. Do not have any hesitation about that. So when you pray, standing and your face is towards the Masjid al-Haram, Alhamdulillah, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are guided to that truth and it's open for everybody because this is universal Qibla. It is not the Qibla of a race. It is not the Qibla of a nationality. It is not the Qibla of any particular group of people based on their color or on their language or anything like that. It is based on the truth. And the truth has come from your Lord. And so have no doubt about it and follow that. So Kaaba is the universal Qibla. And this is the Qibla that was established from the time of Adam alayhi salam, because Kaaba came before Adam came to earth. And then after that, it continued that way until the flood of Noah alayhi salam. And the flood of, when the flood of Noah alayhi salam came, then everything was destroyed that was on the face of the earth. And then after that came Ibrahim alayhi salam, few hundred years after that, or 1,000 years after that, Ibrahim alayhi salam came and he built the Kaaba on the same foundation. Allah showed him the way of the Kaaba and he built the Kaaba on that foundation. And now Kaaba is there since the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is the most ancient house in awwal baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lladhi bi Makkah hudan wa mubarakan lil alamin. The first house that was established on this earth for mankind is Kaaba. Kaaba is the most precious place, the most precious building. It's the greatest building. I mean, it's a small, humble building, but it's the greatest because there is nothing older than that. Al-Bayt al-Atiq, the old house, the house that was established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels on this earth. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we pray there, we visit the Kaaba again and again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulty that people are facing. And so a large number of people are now, a very small number of people pray now because of the virus. And but a lot of people are longing for that. their hearts are longing to go and visit with Jalal Bayt Masabat and Linnasi wa Amna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We made the house a place where people want to go again and again and again. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it accessible and remove this bala, this affliction that has come to the world. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also please remember in your dua some people who are not well and some people who passed away. Our brother Harun Parekh's wife is not well. Please make dua for her. May Allah give her shifa. Also pray for sister Amal Khani, our sister Maria Khani's mother who passed away, and brother Asad Khan passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless both of them and other people who passed away. May Allah give them, bless them and give patience to their family members. Allahumma ighfir lahum, Allahumma ighfir lahum, Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum, wa'afihim wa'afu anhum, Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wassi' madkhalahum, اللهم اقصد خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقي من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. And then also we pray for the health of those who are not well. اللهم اشفهم يا الله اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه واتباعه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. بارك الله فيكم. Inshallah. If you have any questions, we'll take the questions, inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. We have a question. Could you please explain why the Masjid al-Nabawi is also called the Haram?
Yes, the Prophet he said that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salam a Haram, Allah has also given me a Haram, and that is the Masjid of Medina. So there are two masajid that are known as Al-Haramayn al-Sharifayn, the two blessed places. Haram means, or Al-Haram or Haram, both means sacred, respectable, honorable. So honorable mosque. Of course, Masjid of Jerusalem is also very, very honorable and very blessed. But exactly speaking, although some people call the Masjid al-Aqsa also Haram, but actually, most of the scholars say it is not Haram, but it is a masjid that should be visited and should be visited. And that's why the Prophet said that is La tushaddu rihal illa ila salasati masajid. There are three mosques that should be visited with the intention of ibadah, that you travel and visit there. So visit of the Masjid of Al-Aqsa is very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his prophet from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. So there is no question about the importance and the greatness and the glory of the Masjid al-Aqsa. But as far as Haram, we say Al-Haramayn al-Sharifayn. That is Mecca and Medina.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. Just a reminder for our viewers and listeners, this Ramadan, our daily campaign is called The Power of 2020. Please continue to support this tradition of donating $100 per person for each family member. And do please encourage children to donate so they too can appreciate the gift of giving. You know, this is a great way for you to support programs, classes, and operations at ISOC, including, of course, maintaining our beautiful masjid, which we miss so much, but pray we will be back at ISOC very soon, inshallah. We may not be at the campus in person, but ISOC continues to offer many virtual hours of programming throughout the week. And at this time, ISOC is offering meal services each Friday and Saturday for families facing challenges. We served well over 200 meals this weekend, including many gift boxes packed with staple grocery items. We'd like to expand this service to other days, so please donate generously so we can help many others in need. And mark your calendars for Saturday, May 9 at 5:30 p.m. and join Dr. Siddiqui, Imam Siraj Wahaj, and Imam Suhaib Webb for our highlight fundraiser, This will be a virtual event, of course, but we hope to bring you a very unique and enjoyable program. And next Sunday, May 3rd, we will not have our regular Tafsir program. Instead, please join Dr. Siddiqui and Sheikh Osman Omarji at 12 noon for the Zakat seminar. This will be a chance for you to get familiar with the rules of Zakat. And also, you can ask questions based on your personal situation. So please share all of this information with others. And for complete event details and many donation options, please visit www.ramadan.isocmasjid.org and enjoy the rest of your day. Dr. Siddiqui, can we join you in closing dua?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Please remember your masjid and generously donate. Masajid in general are facing great difficulty because, of course, people are not there for daily prayers and for Friday prayers and now in Ramadan. So out of sight, out of mind, that's please don't do that. Don't make your masjid out of your mind. Even though physically you are not there, but it should be in your mind. Your mind should be attached to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and let us make dua, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inna nasaluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaim maghfiratik wal ghanimata min kulli birr wa salamata min kulli ism wal fawza bil jannah wa najata min al-nar. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli da' wa min kulli bala'. Allahumma inna nasaluka an tarfa anna hadal bala'. Allahumma inna nasaluka an tarfa anna hadal bala'. Wallah, we pray to you to remove this virus from us, from the face of the earth. والله رموز اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين